This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I like the series so much because it seemed that every guy we complained about happened to contribute to the team. Happened to contribute something in the win. Bats woke up. Everything woke up. Liked it. Which you had it. You noticed something yesterday in your mentions. I'm going to let you take it away. You go right on ahead.
Well,
I might have to remind you sometimes.
No, I definitely noticed something yesterday. And I've been doing, you know, sarcastic tweets or whatever after the wins because guys were so down. They were so down, rightfully so. You lose 10 in a row. You bottom out. You have the potential scandal. Do we have an update at all right now on the investigation, the federal investigation?
I got nothing, bud.
Okay, so obviously this was a low point, and it felt to me like, you know, the Manny Acta, that this could turn into a Manny Acta year, and you never want to go full Manny Acta here because that was complete irrelevancy, was it not?
Yeah.
I tried to distance, you know, my brain from those Guardians years. And then ever since then, they've been good. They had Tito and things were good. And then last year, Tito's gone. Oh no, what is going to happen? Oh, vote comes in ALCS, like immediately. And it's like, all is well with the Guardians. And then you lose 10 in a row. And this fan base, I even got a call from John Fanta yesterday. And I don't like to steal.
Fanta called you?
Yeah, I don't want to steal Fanta's. Thought, well, we might.
He didn't call me.
We might be working on a project behind the scenes. So he calls
you
me.
Son of a. What are you talking about? Am I allowed to say it on here?
He goes.
Nick Wright did the other day.
Well, you're not Nick Wright.
Hold on.
What happened on cable? Hold on. What happened with Nick Wright?
Oh, he called. I think he called. Well, you might have to go get the audio. According to Barrett Sports, he called the guy in Kansas City who called Patrick Mahomes fat and a son of a you-know-what.
I heard that.
S-O-B.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I can say one word. I can say the other. S-O-G. I don't think I can put them together. Yeah. Son of a gun. He's a son of a gun, that guy.
I do like radio on radio crime at times. That's always good to hear.
Can say son of a real quick.
Son of a.
You made me do this, you bitch.
Too much. Too much.
Too much.
That was passionate acting. But real. Hey, by the way, 8 o'clock. Can we do Fat Mahomes? Fat Mahomes? I've been waiting to do this for 2 days on this radio host in Kansas City.
We got to do that.
8:01.
I can't believe we haven't done
8:01's
yet.
8:01's fat or not. Chonky, you know, boy, what? Mahomes.
It's that golf brawl. The bogey brawl.
Yes.
That's what got in the way of us getting to the fatness of Patrick Mahomes. Anyway.
I haven't heard about a lawsuit about that yet. I'm waiting for it to drop. Because Fatlock is.
He just did a podcast.
Fatlock is there.
It's not out yet. He's doing it with Barstool. I have not heard it yet. Their hockey podcast.
Spitting chicklets?
Yeah, by the time. Yes, that's the one. But it's not out yet. First thing I checked this morning was whether or not. What was it? Taransky?
Tarnaski.
I cannot wait.
And Mansky.
Put it all on record.
Bang! Bang!
Sorry. Go ahead. Right,
So Fanta calls me and he goes, hey, what's going on over there? You know, Fanta is always so just ready to get charged up.
He sounds like a neighbor. What's going on over there?
He really
is. Hey, you.
And I go, what do you mean? He says, well, I heard you and Ken, marvelous radio show, by the way. You guys are just so terrific.
He does that.
I'm like,
that's John.
Are you being sarcastic? Are you talking down to us? No, he goes, what's going on? What are the Guardians not allowed to have one bad season? They're not allowed to have one? You would think this was the worst organization. So I don't want to steal all
the thunder.
I just
sent a cuss out text to Fant.
So anyway.
Because apparently I'm the bad boy.
He called and I talked it out with him. And I'm like, well, I do think they have a right to be crushed right now. This is bad. This was really bad.
Yeah.
No doubt, though, after the last three games and my tweets where I'm just trying to egg people on, really. That's all I do. There's no doubt there are people that are not only rooting against the Guardians because they are dug in deep on, I'm finally right about the Guardians. I'm finally right about the owner, which is like everybody said the same thing about the owner. Like we all want a owner who has deeper pockets, obviously. But I'm finally right about the organization. I'm finally right. They don't draft well. They don't develop well. They don't trade well. We just lucked our way
the
to all these wins,
I guess. The owner thing is one thing. The front office, now that is the argument.
Well, people are coming out of the woodwork, right? Yeah. To say things they've said. They've said these things to their friends or, you know, at their cocktail parties at night when they didn't think people were listening. Ah. Hey, you know what? I actually don't think Antonetti and Chernoff have been that good. I actually don't. It's like, well, yeah, but they've got the most win, fourth most wins of all. Oh, put up a banner. So all these things have been going up, have been going on over the last few days. But I'll go a step further. Do you remember we were doing the bit with the Colorado Rockies? Like, why are we not betting against them and making money?
Yeah.
And then what did they do?
They started winning games.
They swept the Marlins.
But everybody started betting again, like everybody started like, why am I not throwing money at this? This is an easy one. And then they won those games and people were crushing us. They were like, darn it, why did you guys get us on this?
But there was confusion because I kept telling you guys what to do and you guys kept going the other way.
Yeah,
going
flip flop. So in the end, I'm telling you, not only are people rooting against the Guardians in town to win their arguments, I think, and I can tell by some people that went after me yesterday, they put their money where their mouth was. They thought this was an all-time opportunity. Remember our offense. Holy cow, against the Tigers?
Held them to one run, two runs.
And we lost.
Couldn't win games.
We lost all of those games. And the Cubs were getting blanked. And I think people thought this was a Rocky situation. You know what? I hate to do it. I'm a Cleveland sports fan. But I'm not happy with I'm going to bet against the Guardians. And I think people bet against the Guardians all series long. And they lost. And they are mad.
I'm just going to cover our asses.
I am telling you right now.
Reckless speculation.
I 100% believe that people bet against the Guardians in Cleveland, Ohio over the last 3 days, and they are piping hot mad that they won those games.
Because
they'd given up. They're like, this team sucks. I'm right. All these media guys are carrying water for the Dolans as if I haven't been saying I wish we had different owners for 15 years.
Yeah, but you kind of went the other way yesterday, and I got mad at you. Because it's like you listen to Tim Kirchner, because I know how you are. You listen, oh, this guy's really smart. Maybe I should think like that guy, which is fine. Usually if you want to be influenced by smart people, it works out most of the time. I just thought it came off out of touch.
I remember doing the show the second week we were on the air going, yeah, baseball's a stupid sport. I wish we had an owner with more money. Like, I wish these weren't been talking about this for years. I just don't scream. I'm not going to scream and yell at 6 a.m., 365 days a year that I want the Dolans to sell the team.
Well, no, that's
like that would get really
pointless.
Old really quick.
I think it has gotten old, not with you, but I think in general. But at the same time, when they don't do well, it's like you have to reach a breaking point where it's like, hey, something's going to have to change here. And so when it comes to the owners, it's like, hey, you know, if they were 82-80, like I thought they were going to be, and it was a steady thing, then I could defend it a little bit better. But here we are having the same conversation we've had for the last 3 days. I'm on the cusp of doing it, and I don't want to do that. Where it's like you're coming off the ALCS. It's nice right now because you just won three in a row against a good baseball team. So I don't know if we saw what's possible, but we saw that, okay, they're a little bit, they're certainly better than what we were making them out to be for 10 losses in a row and a terrible June. They bottomed out. But when you don't do that, fans care about championships. They care about competing for championships. And when you've come so close and then you really don't do what's necessary, you don't do what's necessary to try to get yourself over the hump, it's just not going to sit well with people. Because, like, I've had a couple of people who have been very just, if you want to rip the Browns, go ahead and rip the Browns, guys. It's done every single day. And, of course, it turned into, well, you want to, you know, speaking about carrying water, we did the old Anthony Dolan and Kenny Haslam thing yesterday with you and me.
Which I liked. I enjoyed
that. Which was
that.
Fun. But I get, how dare you compare the Browns to the Guardians? I go, I'm not comparing the Browns to the Guardians. The Guardians have been the much more successful franchise. I'm talking about getting your attention and getting your passion, because there is no denying, and you guys could sit there and say, oh, you guys are just a bunch of stupid football fans here in America. Okay, I mean, if you want to feel that way, fine, but I know what kind of moves people. I know what can inspire people. Call me whatever you want. And when a team like the Cavs goes out and gives up 3 first-round picks for a great player, you respond to that. And now you want even more. We got mad at J.B. Bickerstaff. Now we're mad at Kobe Altman again. You responded because you want more. The Browns, they went out and gave up 3 first-round picks for a guy who's not going to play for the Browns this year and maybe never again in the league in general. And it was a disastrous move. But there were plenty of people at the time they made that trade that were in my mentions, calling me every word in the book, calling in this show because I didn't really want to do it. But they were excited because their team did what they believed was necessary. It backfired terribly, but they did what they believed was necessary to try to cash in on an opportunity. The Cavs have done that. The Browns have done that. Regardless of the results, they've done that. One good, one bad. The Guardians are not willing to do that. So that's what upsets people to its core. And you are right. And to that degree, when Tim Kurkjian looks at all 30 teams in Major League Baseball, he's right. Because he's asked constantly about what's going on in Pittsburgh and a terrible organization that has been tearing that team down and has basically been stuck in the mud since 1995 at the end of Jim Leland's career going into the 96 season. You're looking at a Rockies team that made the World Series by accident, and we should have beaten, but that's a different conversation, and has been basically a terrible organization for so many years, and I can go down the line. He sees that. And then they look at the Guardians and go, they got this payroll. They're in a city like Cleveland, because they look at the market size and they go, how do they, boy, they don't get rid of guys in the front office. They don't do this. They don't do that. They don't do all these other crazy things that all these other crazy owners do, end up spiking their own franchise. And then real quick, like a guy like Tim Kurkjian, I think it's out of touch for Cleveland fans, but I think it's right for where he sees it. It's not just like the Rockies and the Pirates. He also looks at the Angels and goes, in the second biggest market in America, what are you doing? What did you do with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani? He looks at the White Sox. You're in the third biggest market in America. What did you do here? You really have no excuse. So to those people, it's like, hey, yeah, the Guardians are doing fine. But to us, it's like, how could you not try to cash in on an ALCS appearance? How could you try to not do that?
I think what bothered me the most was this insinuation that the Guardians have not tried to win and haven't taken winning seriously.
I think they tried to win, but how? What have they tried to win at all is the question.
But then nobody can tell me what it actually means or how many teams are actually trying to win in Major League Baseball. Like, I think their real complaint is with baseball, but they're not going to wake up every day and blame baseball. So you're going to look, the boogeyman's right here. It's Dolan, yes. It's Antonetti, it's the Guardians. It's the fact that they have this low payroll, bottom 10 in baseball every single year, basically since, I don't know, what is it? Because they spent in 2016, 2017, and after that fell off a cliff.
But when it comes to our interest, when it comes to our passion, I want people to be passionate about it. I want to be passionate about it. Sorry, I'd much rather blame Paul Dolan than blame baseball. Because if I just keep blaming baseball, I'm going to stop paying attention.
Right. Well, I think it's a coping mechanism. I think we're all in agreement the sport is so idiotic for a competitive balance. Because,
and I'll say over there, like, there's some good people over there in that organization, but there's some people who definitely have rabbit ears and get really sensitive to what anybody says, which is ridiculous to me. They will get sensitive over comments, and I just always want to say, like, if they're mad at you, they care. If they're mad at you, they're paying attention. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, they get sensitive over angry comments. It's like, well, wait a minute. They care. If they weren't talking about you at all or saying we don't care about baseball, that's when you worry. Us just sitting there going, it's Major League Baseball. That's where you worry. But if they're mad, hey, There's still a passion to want to go to the ballpark and see you and want to tune in on TV and want to do all that.
Well, I'll just close on
that's
this.
That's something that some of them don't get.
It's a number that I've been citing online, and it's pretty damn accurate. It seems to be from any sourcing that's out there, any of the numbers that have been out there, any of the reporting that's been done. Mm. But I keep reminding people, like, yeah, we all want owners with deeper pockets. Yes, yes. Dan Gilbert, come and buy the team and throw all the money. I'm just going to warn everybody that if you want them to get to league average, is that fair? You want a team to legitimately get to league average in payroll? Wouldn't that be nice, right?
Yeah.
Right now, we are $70 million off of league average. Mm. And I keep telling people they also just lost $40 to $50 million a year because of local TV revenue, which we're not alone. There are other teams have lost that too. So if you want them to get to league average and you take into account the $50 million that they're down with TV local money, that's a $120 million swing from where they were, right? What owners are signing up to buy the Guardians right now on the verge of a pause, right? We're going to get a work stoppage.
Maybe, yeah.
We're going to get a work stoppage. The Guardians, I think you consider them a distressed asset. I've used that term.
It's your word.
What owners are going to move heaven and earth to buy this team, sink all that money into a Major League Baseball team, and then take into account that $120 million swing? I don't think anybody is lining up at the doors to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yesterday morning, in the rankings started to come out, Myles Garrett was still ranked the number one edge rusher in the NFL, according to executives, coaches, and scouts going into 2025, which he takes that ranking back-to-back years. At 29 years old, Myles Garrett is number one. Last year's ranking was number one. His lowest ranking has been number four. And who's right behind him, Tone? T.J. Watt. Highest ranking T.J. Watt has ever been is number one. He has actually claimed the number one spot before. Last year's ranking, though, still number two. Micah Parsons took number three. Max Crosby took number four. Nick Bosa took number five. And Trey Hendrickson actually took number six. We don't need to get into any of the other ones. It does come down to T.J. Watt and certainly our very own Myles Garrett here. I love
and
it.
And by the way, I would add, like, over the last 7 years, we've had a lot of debates about this. Like, I remember I was throwing Nick Bosa into the ring when he came into the NFL, and I was like, holy cow, this guy is going to be a difference maker. But, yeah. You know, injuries to Nick, because he was playing on the biggest stage right away.
Yeah.
While, you know, Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt were not.
I love it because fans care about sacks. And I think players care about sacks. Sacks is still what gets people paid. The difference, and this is what makes the NFL fun and what makes pro sports so fun, there's still an entertainment factor there that we claim we don't want. Like I heard Nick and Jonathan talking about this and going into it. He had mentioned, I want to say it's our buddy Spencer Davies, who said he longs for a day where we go back to analysis instead of content. And I'm sitting there thinking it's always been about content. And Nick agreed because Nick had said it as well on the air. And I thought, because this is part of the entertainment of it. The NFL, Major League Baseball, all of it, they all care about entertainment to a great degree. And they always have. So if they've cared about entertainment for a great degree for over 100 years, certainly that means the people involved in the media have cared about entertainment even more than analysis for over 100 years. Good, bad, ugly, whatever it is, it's just more prevalent now because we have 24-hour news cycles. So it's not as newsy as it used to be. It's more content-driven. Good, bad, that's in the eye of the beholder, but nothing's changed in the last 100 years. For a guy like Myles Garrett, sacks matter because it gets you paid. It's what the fans care about. But when you ask, this wasn't a fan poll, when you ask executives, coaches, and scouts, and you know me as a football guy, they know who's really number one. They know that. And I do think that when you have this conversation between these two guys, if you put Myles Garrett and plop him in the Steelers defense, what does that do? If you took T.J. Watt and plopped him in the Browns defense, what does that do? Because Myles looks more multifaceted. And you've seen him in the Jim Schwartz defense, which is something we're going to get into here over the next couple of days, because you brought up a hell of a point on the phone the other day about this. But you've seen him in that Jeff Schwartz defense. All of a sudden, he's standing over the center. All of a sudden, he's over on the other side. We always argue, why is he always on one side? Why? Now he's standing over center, and he's going between the legs and goofing around before the snap and things of that nature. Pressures mean something. Hurries mean something. The overall, where coaches know, I got to circle 95 to start the play, and then I go elsewhere. And what impact does that have on that defense? 2 years ago, it was a top five defense. It fell off a little bit, I think, because of turnover margins here last year. But we'll find out going into year three with Jim Schwartz. But still, you circle 95, and then you work your way out. And there's 95 and 21, and then you go down the list. But when you go to the Pittsburgh defense, hey, number 90, hell of a player. Hell of a player. But then you get down the list, you go, okay, there's more that you have to take into account here. That I think for a lot of executives, GM or executives, coaches, scouts, think help him. That don't help Myles Garrett, and that's why Myles Garrett's number one.
I think Myles,
it's a bit of an indictment on the Browns, but still.
Yeah, well, sure, especially because every time that we would sign somebody to play alongside of him, and they kind of would do it year by year, or, you know, 2 years out of Clowney, you know, you would have expected these other guys on the line to put up Hall of Fame numbers playing alongside Myles, and it's never been close to happening. We've had some good defensive lines, but has it ever been truly as dominant as you think it should be when you've got a game wrecker like Myles Garrett on one side?
It was horrific for a while, and it got a little bit better with some guys. Like, I thought Oboe was better than what some wanted to give him credit for. You mentioned Jadeveon Clowney. We haven't been able to scratch the surface with Alex Wright because he's been hurt. Obviously, they're excited about Isaiah McGuire, but we're talking about mid to later round guys.
Yeah, so for the longest time, I thought it was pretty interchangeable, and I threw Nick Bosa in there as well. I'm like, all these guys are just wrecking games. And, you know, I thought at the time, you know, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I thought T.J. Watt had a little better motor than Myles. So they did things in a little different ways. But now I think the last 2 years, it's been obvious that Myles Garrett has been the best. I know Micah Parsons has, you know, try to lay claim. But he's a different type of player too, like where they line him up, you know, comparatively to Miles. But now I think Miles is clearly the best. And last year, I think he would have, again, been right up there for Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, I think he was top five anyway.
Yeah.
But he would have had a chance to win, but you're not going to win that on a three-win football team where the defense has slipped.
No.
Yeah, it's just not happening.
It isn't. And I think that where Miles has separated himself is, again, with the entire package. And I love trolling the Steelers, and I love trolling Steelers fans, and you guys know I love trolling Pony because it drives Pony crazy that Myles Garrett is more well thought of in the NFL and with NFL circles than TJ Watt. I think it drives Pony crazy when I beat the brakes off him in arguments about these two guys and where, yeah, you know what, you can talk about hardware, but I can also talk about hardware, and I can talk about more of it with Myles Garrett. And then even when you get to the wins, with the playoff wins, one guy has a playoff win, even though he has far fewer appearances.
Isn't that crazy,
by the way? He has one more playoff win than the other guy.
Isn't that crazy that we've watched? I mean, T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett have been two of this has been a great rivalry.
Yeah.
Two of the great defensive players in a game. They've won a whopping one playoff win between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to be one over the other.
Because both teams have found themselves...
It's incredible.
Because both teams have found themselves... While edge rusher is big and there's a lot of important positions, both these teams have found themselves at crossroads with quarterbacks. They haven't found theirs since Big Ben, and obviously we've been still looking for ours. We had a look at one for a while, but we all freaked out over that. We've been looking for one solid since Bernie. So they both have a tremendous impact. I think it comes down to if I'm arguing with a Steelers fan, I'll get the claws out. I'm not arguing with a Steelers fan. I'm arguing with you. And by the way, you and I used to argue about T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett in years past. I mean, you said you talked about the motor there, but I think you're even resigned to this. And this is where a Steelers fan, I think, sometimes has raised the white flag over this. T.J. Watt has been injured. He wants a contract, and you said it yourself, you trade him. And a lot more people, I think, I'm surprised by it because the Steelers look to be making all-in moves, and an all-in move would be paying T.J. Watt, who, yes, is 30 years old, paying T.J. Watt for still this season because you know you're still a much better caliber of football team, and you have a much better chance to do anything in the playoffs with T.J. Watt than without T.J. Watt. And there's a lot of people who are lining up right behind you who are Steelers fans. You're not a Steelers fan. You're like, yeah, let's trade the guy. Let's trade him. He's outworn his usefulness. Yeah, he's probably on his way down.
This Steelers team.
You don't have to do this. You don't have to sign him. You can trade him.
Yeah, that's why you're going to be monitoring this Steeler thing very closely because they never have down years. Cam Hayward's 37.
Yes.
Okay? Aaron Rodgers is how old?
41.
This thing, the way that they've gone out and traded assets to get almost older, this is it. Like this is going to be one final Steelers run, and then it's going to be a total reboot of I think everything.
Yes,
I think Tomlin, I think the whole organization could turn over. You know, they've been looking. There's been a bunch of boredom in Pittsburgh with their specific situation. Just hey, we're going to make the playoffs every year, and we're going to have no chance, no ceiling to go anywhere. I think that is going to come crashing down. They are in for a total reboot at the end of the year.
But Andrew Berry is one of these executives. I don't know if he's one of the guys who have voted in this and everything. I don't know if it's an everybody type of thing. But when we go back to the possible trade, where it's like, how do you get known in NFL circles as the guy who traded for Deshaun Watson, where in NFL circles we talked about knowledge of offense, and then you traded away Myles Garrett, where he's clearly, the most respected of the pass rushers out there. 216-474-0092. Coming up in 5 minutes, 6:43. He's making how much? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Would there be a number that would rock Ken Carman's world on a per season basis in sports?
I am not blown away by numbers anymore. We mention, and this is where we load words. It's the Andy Dalton's backup. When we say things about Deshaun Watson, let's be honest, people say $230 million for a reason. The more important thing is the three first round picks. That's the more important thing, because it ain't my money. And I just don't balk at those numbers anymore, those figures anymore. Like, you brought up James Harden a couple weeks ago, and James Harden's going to make $500 million by the time it's all said and done. And James Harden doesn't have a whole lot of respect out there on the street by the average sports fan. I mean, we've said all types of crazy things about James Harden. And so when I have a guy like that, I go, well, what's money? What's money? Devin Booker making that much money, you know, what's money? For the cap and the apron and all those things that we talk about, yeah, that's money. Well, like, but I don't get upset when guys... Is that what you're asking me?
Let me put it this way. Like, Deshaun Watson, when he signed his deal, now granted, that was a five-year deal. It was guaranteed, which is what got everybody talking, and now we have a whole collusion thing about that, what might have happened behind the scenes between the players' union and the owners. But his deal was 5 years, 230. That's 46 per year. And I remember people saying, what is going on with the money in sports? Well, here we go. You're about to see guys on this level in the NBA as part of the new CBA, even with the second apron, they're about to make 70 per year plus. And Donovan Mitchell, if he declines a player option in 2027, is going to be north of $70 million. Which is crazy for people to think. If you were to walk around and talk to people who don't really know the finances in sports, say, hey, who makes the most money? Well, we're a Brownstown. It's going to be a Cleveland Brown, right? It's probably going to be a Cleveland Brown. No, Donovan Mitchell is going to make so much more money than any Cleveland Brown per year. What's Myles Garrett up to now?
40.
With his new contract.
40.
Okay, Myles Garrett, we just did a segment about him being the most dominant Brown you have ever seen in your lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And he's not going to come close to the Donovan Mitchell per year contract if Mitchell signs it here in Cleveland.
Miles still doesn't do for the Browns what Donovan does for the Cavs. What's fair is fair. What's right is right. I mean,
in terms of wins
and losses? How much does Jose make a year? Because I know it's 160.
On
I think
his
it
tremendous
is.
Home team
yeah,
discount.
Yeah, it doesn't. Even, I can't even use him as an example because everybody knows he took a $100 million haircut for crying out loud.
What? Oh my God!
How much is he making this year?
20 this year, 19 million. Next year, 21.
Judas Priest. Think about that on a per game basis.
That's insanity.
I mean, we're coming off a stretch here.
Right,
he was the only
half the
bat.
Games in the NBA.
He was basically the only bat they had. We're coming off a stretch. You want to talk about a guy who keeps a team afloat, for the love of God. Donovan does more for the Cavs than what Miles does for the... and plus, there's less players, so there's less money to go around. Right. Or go around. So you would imagine it's elite. Like,
that is a big part of it. People have to remember this. They're only paying, you know, what, yeah. 12 to 15 guys a team
so Miles
in
is,
basketball.
Miles is special, but Donovan, because of the game he plays, is really, really special. And since there's only really 26 guys on a roster in Major League Baseball... And I know that the Guardians call guys up and send guys down and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But, I mean, Jose Ramirez and a couple of other guys, they are the very elite of the elite when it comes to the Cleveland Guardians. So
is that
I don't have a problem with the money they make.
But people do. There definitely are people that I have heard it associated more with the NBA than the other sports. Because that's why they bring up load management as a complaint with NBA players. Because the NBA guys make, by far, the most amount of money. So their schedule, they play 82 games.
Uh-huh.
Baseball players play twice as many games. Now, one is clearly more taxing physically. Like the NBA guys are running up and down the floor for, you know, 2.5 hours a night at a crazy level. I mean, if anybody watched the finals this year, you just saw the... I know those teams were deeper than most, but you were seeing a level of athleticism that is kind of not comparable.
It is a blind spot for me. I haven't cared really since I could go back to Alex Rodriguez back in the day, man. I mean, I just don't feel I've cared. There's guys who I want to keep, so I want to pay them, so let's do what's necessary to keep. Like Peyton Hillis years ago, Josh Cribbs before him, like pay the man, because I wanted a talented player. So figure out a way to make the money work. I don't care. It ain't my money. Like Keith just sent us guys, you'd be blown away by how much Cristiano Ronaldo makes. No, I'm not. $225 million? Yeah, it's a significant amount of money. Or $275 million? It's a significant amount of money. I don't live in that world. I don't ever make that money. I assume because I take it this way, I don't even know what team is paying Cristiano Ronaldo. I have no idea. I assume that team makes enough to cover it and then some so they can pay him that amount of money. So the Cleveland Browns make a lot of money. They can afford to pay Myles Garrett and Deshaun Watson and Denzel Ward and everybody else that they're going to be lining up to pay. The offensive line, all that other stuff. The same thing with the Cavs.
I should ask Owen, because obviously you're a diehard Chiefs fan. You said, Ken, well, Donovan Mitchell has more of an influence on winning than Myles Garrett does.
Uh-huh.
Okay, who has more of an influence on winning in all of sports than Patrick Mahomes? Of a team sport, do you know what he's making? He signed a 10-year, $450 million, and he could have made...
Well, that got restructured, too.
And it can make up to $503 million with performance-based incentives.
Because when people look at the contracts, right, they're looking at the big chunk number, right? So when that happened at first, it was like $500 million, right, in his contract. Yeah. But when you do the numbers, he's not even one of the top five highest paid
quarterbacks.
And again, right?
Not fully guaranteed.
Right.
Not fully guaranteed. Devin Booker's deal... is fully guaranteed. It is incredible the difference.
I can't imagine that Devin Booker might be as important to the Suns as Patrick Mahomes is to the Chiefs on a team-by-team basis, but he's not as important to winning and championships as Patrick Mahomes is.
I think you, Kenny, I think to do this job... I'm kind of with you. Like, these numbers kind of whiz past us, and we don't really stop and contemplate them. But I wonder if our fans, I wonder if our listeners do. If our listeners feel the same way, because if you're waking up today and you just found out that in American sports, on a per-year basis, nobody makes more money than Devin Booker, a per-year basis.
I would be, so next season, right, Suns come to Cleveland. I go watch the game. If Devin Booker underperforms, I'm pissed. Even as a Cavs fan.
Boy, that's
that guy is making $70 million to entertain me.
If he underperforms.
If he underperforms in Cleveland when I pay money to go watch him.
I just forget the money, and I assume you make a lot of money, so that's why I'm upset that you underperform.
Because basketball is really the one that I'm watching the other guys more than I'm watching my own guys. I mean, I appreciate all the Cavs.
I get it.
When I go to watch them, but I want to see the star from the other team. They've built superstars on every team. If you come to Cleveland and you're making $70 million and you have a night where you play 20 minutes and score 12 points.
Yeah.
It's a bad night, and I feel disappointed by that.
You say what you want, but Kawhi Leonard's become a Hall of Famer doing that.
If you were to, it's just a thought to go into the breaks. I know we got to move on, though. If you were to think about who should be the highest paid in all of sports, not the golfers, take the golfers, the tennis, take the boxers, they always make the one big payday or the MMA. Take all that out of it. If you were in team sports to think about, if you were to do your own power ranking, who should be the highest paid in all of sports? Because some names fly to, we've already said Patrick Mahomes. That should be like one. That should be like 1A. You know, the second name, just to give you a primer, like Shohei. Because he does both.
Yeah.
And he's a megastar.
But it's all deferred. He's going to be getting paid until like 2078.
His contract's going to be weird to talk about. But Devin Booker is not in the top 50.
Even in the NBA, right?
He's not in the top 50 of the guys.
But who am I to hate him for getting paid? Who am I to hate a guy for getting paid?
I'm with you there.
I mean, if someone's going to give him $72 million a year, $73 million a year, who am I to stand in his way? I can't say he don't deserve that. There is a very good businessman who decided to give him all that money. They're not stupid. They have general managers and capologists and all that other stuff. Somebody decided to give them that money. So why am I upset about it? Again, I'm not upset. The $230 million, it's just become a big talking point because it's an easy thing to look at. But if I'm upset about anything about Deshaun Watson, it's the three first-round picks. It's the three first-round picks. A guy was supposed to make up for the three first-round picks who didn't do any of that. Didn't do any of that. And then, I mean, honestly, we jettisoned other players and all types of other coaches for him as well. But if he wants, if you gave him money, I don't care about his money. That ain't my business. That's his business.
And the NBA, unless I have one of the top four picks, three picks, I don't even care about the first round picks, right?
Oh, that's another thing, too. That's another thing, too. I care much more about the actual tangible things that matter to me as a fan.
They gave up three for Donovan Mitchell, and you're like, whatever. That's fine.
That is interesting, though, you hold them accountable to that. I bet there's more people than I think who do that on a nightly basis for like the NBA, even Major League Baseball, things like that. All right, 216-474-0092. Coming up in just over 20 minutes, what's legacy matter to one man in particular here in Cleveland? And at best, it's a cheap gimmick that's still beneath the league. But to a lot of you, my status as a football guy has become my cross to bear. It's in 5 minutes on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.